those people function as a bioweapon.
They can get a check and a free apartment. They're in like Patty O'Flynn.
She has like parties where white people aren't invited explicitly.
When those files were exposed, people came together and they said, we're done being ethnically replaced.
They did prove that there was racism in the hiring process with Cognizant.
That's you. The Joker is you.
What is it? What?
The Joker movie where he gets f***ed at the end.
It's hard to see a way forward that doesn't involve
voting.
Let's go!
Did you see the two Islamic gingers?
I've seen probably 100 Islamic gingers.
Oh my God. There's just something about, like, there must have been a ginger island at one point that got completely obliterated and spread all the gingers out. Now they just don't have a sort of unity. So they jump into another kind of group of people and they go, well, this is me. And I think Disney identified this because when they were remaking all the characters, the old Disney characters, they would make, you know, they're like, well, we have to DEI these characters, right? Mm-hmm. We have to give them, we have to have a black, what's her name? The mermaid? Ariel was a ginger. Pull them all up. Pull up the infographic somewhere. We're going to put it on the screen. Anyways.
That's very interesting.
They always have that Muhammad thing, which has been like that for the last 20 years Muhammad? Where they always say Muhammad's the most popular and newest name in Ireland. But they've been saying that for 20 years. I think it's because they all name their kids Muhammad. Like there's more Marys and Michaels, but they just name all 100 of the Muslims Muhammad. So that's why it's the most popular name. Right?
Well,
but I've been hearing that nonstop for 15 years and I've never met one.
Yeah.
I went to London when I was a little kid and it was like idyllic picture book.
Sure.
Sherlock Holmes.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Grey Poupon.
It was like that. It was like every corner.
Hello. Oi, oi.
There's a tea ceremony every corner you turn. And I went there for that boxing match and it's obliterated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those people function as a bioweapon. And they have destroyed, if this were like 4 years ago, and I was like, I don't want to be too hard on these people, I would still have to say this because London is destroyed.
Yeah. I don't know. How do they afford to live in London? It's
wicked expensive.
But they're these
9 guys to a house.
Is it?
Yeah. I've seen comics that aren't racy at all, that don't say racy, go to London on tour and be like, yo, yo, this is like...
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a 7-Eleven convention.
And I would that because if I got to Toronto, I'm like that too. But it's nothing compared to London. London, there's no, that accent is gone. That like, oi, oi, like that's gone. The Cockneys, there's no such thing as a Cockney anymore.
The people are beautiful too. Irish people are beautiful.
They better fight for their land.
You should start building castles.
Yeah. I feel like the snow is a preventative measure.
Preventative to the problem?
Yes.
No. Those things will just come through the snow.
Really?
Yeah, if they can get a check. They are. Sweden, they're all over. They're all up in there. Doesn't matter how much snow. If they can get a check and a free apartment, they're in like Patty O'Flynn.
What do you mean?
They're in there.
How many of us you need?
They're all in there.
Oh, no.
And they're just coming more until the checks. As long as the checks come, they're coming.
When do the checks stop coming, you think?
When natives find their willpower, which can't happen as long as women have political agency, or when the society collapses entirely.
What do you think there's anything going on?
You can look at South Africa and see the course that things will take.
A first world collapse?
Yeah.
What's the next first world collapse?
UK maybe?
Yeah.
Or maybe France. I think it sounds like it's pretty bad in France.
You see France's economy. They have a lot more of an economy than you think. Like they're bigger than I thought. I didn't have them as like as large of a like a player.
It's unbelievable. It's appalling. I won't see it.
Absurd.
And it made you, it disturbed you.
It did.
It deeply disturbed you. It's one of those things that you know how the Joker was made. And it wasn't by the because that's not a Joker movie.
What is it? What?
The Joker movie where he gets raped at the end. The Joker 2.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like you could call it as a joke. Like they do that to characters and stuff. They do it with people, I guess, but he just gets sacked at the end and killed.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this. Really?
Wow. That's what they do for the Joker 2.
He was too admired of a character by...
He became a right-wing sort of icon.
A right-wing icon.
Sort of like a moon, if Moon Man were to be flesh and blood.
Yeah.
They actually ripped him to death. That's what they think of. That's what they think of you.
Why don't they just drop a nuclear bomb on him instead?
They should have done the Samson option on him.
Yeah.
They nuke all the countries in the world.
That is what they think of you, though.
Yeah.
You're the character that represents you, this...
that's you.
That's you. The Joker is you.
Mm. And that's sweet.
They want you to death.
Oh. What about Wolverine?
Well, he's Canadian.
I think I'm Wolverine.
Bostonians suck. The picture they want painted of themselves, like this tough guy, they're growing up in Southie. You never know where you're going. Like, they want to be Italians or something. It's just so... They're not it. Boston is not it.
I've never met any, and I thought they were cool.
South Coast Massachusetts is not it, and Boston is not it, as evidenced by the fact that Boston is now San Francisco East. In Boston, somebody got attacked by one of these knife-wielding homeless guys. Someone shot the knife-wielding homeless guy, and the mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, who's this... She has, like, parties where white people aren't invited explicitly. She gets on TV and goes, we're all very sorry today for the loss of life. Any loss of, like, this guy that was a psycho swinging a knife on the street. She apologized to the family of the guy who got shot because he was running around swinging a machete or whatever.
Like, progressive cities are just going to be
shit. Yeah. Well, it's funny that Boston's like that because, you know, everything I've always heard about Boston is like, yo, we're working class, and tough crowds.
Yeah,
and
right.
Some of the crowds I've ever... Yeah.
Boston's hot as nails, kid. You come around here.
Boston.
We only wear Carhartts and Timberlands. You're not going to get... We use rust. We eat rust. Shut up.
Yeah. You pay $5,100 a month in rent for your shithole. Your dad's a hockey player from the Bruins. Like, Boston is the Toronto of the United States.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's such a mean thing to say.
It really is. And it's so close to us, but it's exactly what it is.
It's a lot of Asians from MIT and Boston College and stuff.
Because you said about the people and the boys in Toronto upset about the Indians, I guess, in Toronto. And the Vancouverites, they're out of the way, you know?
I think they have Indian problem in BC as well. And they talk about the Indian mafia. They have a name for them. And I was like, guys, please don't be scared. That'd be like this. There's this gnarly bully.
Yeah.
He's crazy. They call him Tran. He's 5'3". He can do a windmill. Like Mike Tyson, like, I'm scared. We better run. It's just Chinese shell companies just buying, just lying. And then Canadians believe me. Like, oh, wow, you really got $3 billion over there in China, eh? Mm. And they're like, well, I should be able to give you a loan if you got all that money over there in China. And they're like, oh, yeah, we have that money over there in China. Give me that. And they're just like, they're fraudulently buying loans. So they're just buying dope property. And they're falling for it. I think Canadians are just too polite. I'm sure that's what it is.
We have the money. I promise you.
Oh, so much money.
Where I put it?
I promise you.
It was just right here.
Yeah.
JFK. JFK blown away. What else do I have to say? I mean, you can throw that at any historical argument. I'm not trying to dismiss it just because it's decades old. What does the death of this man have to do with any of the inflation or of the sabotage and ethnic replacement that you've enjoyed for the last 30, 40 years of your life? What the hell does that have to do with any of that? When those files were exposed, people came together and they said, we're done being ethnically replaced and we're done being molested. It didn't happen though.
Oh, that's what they were saying, didn't it?
Well, that's what people hoped, I guess, would happen after the expose.
Everybody's been hoping that for a while.
No.
I mean, is it the most tiresome platform of all time, though? Is it of all time?
You could say it's been made exhausting. You could say that intentionally. Sure, I don't take anything off the table. But it's not exactly the most intelligent platform if you wish to enlighten people to a different reality.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like proving your point.
Prove your point? Oh, yes.
Brazilian.
Oh, yeah? Let's go!
I hear that, though. I do know what you mean.
Well, it doesn't make me mad, but it always leads to the same straw man, the same misdirection, the same deflection from the spiritual height that mankind is meant
to attain in this world. Everything is misdirection to guide you away from your own glory.
I'm still sort of flabbergasted over the Elon and the Vivek Twitter thing, where they are proposing that this basically rape of America is somehow related to kids who practiced the piano more as children. We need more movies like Whiplash. Vivek suggested we need more movies like Whiplash. That's why the American dream failed, is because we don't abuse our children into becoming obsessive musicians. This is more plundering, pillaging. It's the of America continued. It's hitting the tech sector for the first time that's publicly visible, at least to me. I don't know. Is there any way to fight back? Could these software guys do a class action lawsuit? Is the racial nepotism provable? Is the racism in the hiring process provable? I mean, what did Cognizant pay? They did prove that there was racism in the hiring process with Cognizant. We're watching our future slip away. It's hard to see a way forward that doesn't involve
voting.
75-year parking meter lease.
I gotta see how this is gonna play out. No one's ever paying a parking meter. You have to universally, no one's gonna pay. Watch, they're gonna get hosed. Can you imagine trying to collect money in the ghetto of Chicago? Man, get your camel ass out of my face.
They should just hire the Crips or whatever the gang is in Chicago to run the business negotiations for
that. O-Block.
2008, they faced a budget deficit. They leased 38,000 parking meters for 75 years to Chicago Parking Meters LLC. Look up who owns Chicago Parking Meters LLC. I like that company name, Chicago Parking Meters LLC. Yeah, sounds very above board. We're selling parking meters to other countries, bro, for until 2083.
Good luck collecting that money, bro. Like, the car, well, first of all, they have your credit card information. Rich people have metered parking where they pay for it. They're not parking in metered parking. These are people going to court for the afternoon.
Yeah, I think it's money that's been exiting our country.
I think that might have been like, man, we got them. We got them Arabs. Like, it's called the motherfucking, the who financed the RVs bank. Yeah, I'll sell you all that shit too, dog.
I mean, I hope that's the way it is. I don't think that's the way it is, though. I bet it's not. I think it's a fuck up.
It'd be like investing in like the Black Youth Business Association fund.
Parking meters, it's the city, though.
Yeah, I know, but like, you still have to collect the money.
I think they do.
But that means you have to, like, what are they going to do? Pay the police to give more tickets? But think about it, though. You'd have to have more meter maids, which are like, and then it would be on the police to, like, police it, to write receipts. So you have these, like, sassy-ass black lady meter maids. They're like, you was here too late.
I think they do. I think we can go to Chicago right now and get some parking tickets. Chicago Parking Meters LLC generates $100 to $150 million per year.
Okay.
What a deal. 75 years of that for $1 billion.
So 70.
F***ing A, man. They made 11. They're making $11 billion off of this. Crazy.
Nope. My guess is this is going to be go down as a, you ripped me off.
I hope so.
Mayor, no, you really got me good on this one.
I hope that's how it happens.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
I hope they beatbox at him like, we don't got your money. We don't got your meters.
How much money we making? Sure.
How much money?
How much money we got here, babe? Where's our cut?
The Glenwood Investment Group. There he is right there. That's that guy definitely works at the company.
Team Valley. No.
They got a Wix.com website. How many Wix.com websites are Israeli shell companies? That's the question for ChatGPT when it grows up a little bit.
That's great. That's good stuff. I love stuff like that. That's my favorite. That's the most interesting. Like
selling America?
That's just old school snake oil. Like Texans be like, nah. Like the guys who sold T. Boone Pickens the windmills.
I don't think it is. I think they already made their money back. They're still collecting.
Yeah, probably.
Kim's on the
family
team.
Family owned.
This is a good team right here.
Eichmann.
We got our little Eichmanns. We got Patty Pierogies.
Yeah.
Patty's Pierogies. She'll give you a massage.
I don't like sex. It hurts my You happy now? Let's get back to business. I know you hate sex. You have a light blue Oxford shirt on.
But we're having it.
Take your trousers down. We're going to have sex. We're going to intercourse.
Drop trow. You're talking to her like a guy. Talking to her like a guy on a fishing trip. All right, drop trow.
Ow, 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 ow.
Ow, my butt.
Ow. Get out of there, you nasty freak.
Hurry up.
Hurry up. I've got numbers to correlate. Oh, that was, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. It's grown on me. Just kidding. That's batty.